Hi guys, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses, and this podcast is brought to you by the Members Academy, which is a membership site I've set up to put all my best materials in one place to help you prepare for the exam efficiently if you're short on time. So this week I'm focusing on general training and especially task one, the writing task. So again, it's useful even if you're not doing the general training exam. It is useful for everyday life because it's supposed to be designed to test your ability to write to colleagues, friends and people that you interact with in English. So of course, if you're writing a letter of request, which is what we're focusing on today, this letter has to be very, very polite. And if you want a result, then of course you have to be really careful in how you word your letter. The reason for this was that I saw an example of a very badly written letter of request this week in my Facebook group, doing everything that you shouldn't do when you want somebody to help you. So I've found this task one. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to read the models and then talk you through what you need to do to kind of copy those models. So the question is this: you are a member of a local group which provides a free service for your community. You have a special request for extra help. Write a letter to the group leader. Thank him or her for their work. Explain what you need help with and suggest what you could do in return. Finally, say how this might benefit the whole community. So I kind of try to think of a real situation, and in my community, there's somebody who teaches maths for parents so that the parents can help their children. Now, this person is retired, but they use their free time to do all kinds of maths lessons. And I find them really useful because, as you know, I homeschool my son. And so I have to try and teach him maths. So I thought about this person, and this is what I wrote. I said, "Dear Mr. Jones, thank you very much for providing us with your free Maths for Mums and Dads lessons in the community centre every day. I'm sure these must take a long time to prepare. I have learnt such a lot from them and now feel more confident about helping my son with his homework." Okay, so you can see this quite a polite but formal tone. I don't know this person's first name, so I've said, "Dear Mr. Jones." I chose to say "thank you" instead of "thanks," and I kept my language quite formal. I said, "for providing us with free lessons," not "for giving us free lessons." However, I used contractions. I said, "I'm sure that these must take a long time to prepare." So I'm showing kind of empathy for him. I'm showing kind of respect, appreciation that he does all of this in his free time. And I'm acknowledging the work that he does and saying something positive, that I've learned a lot from them and the benefits that it has brought me. So that's just the introductory paragraph. So again, if you're going to ask for something, you should kind of spend some time saying something about how much you appreciate their help. It's almost kind of like warming them up, I suppose, in a sense, so that hopefully they look at your request more favourably. I would think that's quite obvious in any language, I'm sure. So my next paragraph starts like this. It says, "I was wondering if you could possibly give me any extra materials that I could use in my free time." So there's no command here. There's no demand. It just says, "I was wondering." I haven't even asked really, "Can you?" I've said, "I was just wondering if you could." And then the word "possibly." And I know this seems terribly British, that the way we have to, you know, the longer the sentence, the better. But the truth is, that is how you get results. You can't just tell people to do something for you and then hope for the best. So you have to use this long winded maybe, extra polite language in order to get what you want. So I said, I was wondering if you could possibly give me any extra materials. I've tried to show understanding of that person. I've said, I realise I could Google this myself. Of course I could. Why am I wasting his time? I could go online and I could Google all of this material myself. But I thought you might be able to point me in the right direction if you have time. So notice that the language is all very, you might be able to, if you could possibly give me materials, if you have time. It's all very conditional, only if you have time, this might be possible. Then the third part of the question asks you to do something in return, which I guess you would naturally. You would kind of say, if I could be of any help, then please let me know. Something like that. So I've said, perhaps I could make some photocopies and share them around so that other people can make use of them too. That's all I've said. I'm not sure it's the best way of saying it, but that's all I could think of in the 20 minutes. And finally, I said, I know you're very busy at the moment because it's the start of term, so there's no hurry. So again, it's showing appreciation, understanding of that person's situation, and then saying, you know, that there's no pressure to do it. It's just an informal request if you have time. Finally, of course, you have to finish with a nice, with many thanks in advance and best wishes. So something warm and friendly to finish. So just a few outline of those points. You can find this on my website if you need to read them. So it's on the latest blog and it's called Polite Request, if you Google it. But here are some general rules. So rule number one, always use a polite greeting. This could be dear or hi, and a friendly goodbye. So many thanks in advance, bye for now, or see you soon. Number two, always show awareness of the reader's situation. So for example, saying things like, I'm sorry to bother you, as I know you're busy. Or show some appreciation of the person you want to get help from. So something like, thanks for letting me know about something, or thanks for all your hard work, something like that. Number three, always ask polite questions. Would it be possible for you to? Could you possibly? Would you mind? Or use a polite phrase. I would be very grateful if you could, or I was wondering if you could possibly. That was number four. So number five is always say please and thank you. However well you know the person or however friendly that person is, you can't miss out please or thank you. And never use commands. So commands like send me information, give me some of your tips, give me more difficult questions. They come across very badly and just sound rude, basically. They are unlikely to get a positive response. Also, try to avoid starting sentences with I want or I need, because this is not a request. And sometimes it sounds very, very demanding if you say I want your newsletter, or I need your advice. It kind of sounds, well, where's the question, basically, if you say I want or I need. And finally, this is just for fun, really, but try not to criticize the person you're asking to give you something for free. So try not to say this maths is far too easy for me. I want more difficult questions. Obviously, it would have a very negative effect on the reader. So that was one I wrote yesterday, and I'm trying this week to encourage people to write their own. So I wrote another one today, and I decided, just because I appreciate a lot of people in my life, that I'm going to write a letter every day to say thank you and put a request in it as well. So this is to my running coach, my lovely Steph, who literally does stand out in the cold and the rain for absolutely no money, just to help us all run faster. So I wanted to say thank you and also a request. So I started by saying, hi, Steph, because I know her. I'm on friendly terms with her. But I can't assume that she kind of remembers who I am. So everybody knows who she is, but I don't really thinks she knows who I am. So I can't assume that. So I have to say something like, this is Fiona from your running group. And that's it. You know, how would she know who I am? I'm the slow one who's always at the back. I've put that just for some humour. That's all. I just wanted to say thank you for all the hard work that you put in every week. So that's just appreciation of her situation and showing gratitude. It can't be much fun standing out in the freezing cold and pouring rain while we are running around keeping warm. So again, I'm showing empathy with her situation. As I've said, she does stand out in the freezing cold and pouring rain. And I want to show that I can see that she does that for us, to help us. I also appreciate the fact that you always encourage me to keep going, even though I will never win any races. So again, this is just fun and it's personalization. She actually does always make sure that I'm okay. I know she does. She's fantastic. So here comes the request. I've already said what I wanted to say, to thank her and to show her that I appreciate the help that she's already given me. So the next paragraph says, speaking of which, so that's quite a nice linking word to move on to your request. I'm not sure if you know, but I've signed up for a marathon next year, and I was wondering if you could recommend a book or something that would help me with my training plan. So again, I don't think she knows. Well, why would she? So I'm explaining the situation clearly, but then the request comes, I was wondering if you could possibly recommend a book. Now, she could just say, well, there's hundreds of books online. Why don't you look online? Stop wasting my time. She wouldn't, because she's too nice. But I've tried to kind of show that I have done that. I have done some research myself, so that she doesn't think I'm just can't be bothered to look. So I've said, there seem to be hundreds of these online, so I thought you might have a personal favourite that I could get. So again, it's not really demanding that she gives me anything. It's just I thought you might have a personal favourite. And it kind of shows that I respect her opinion. There are hundreds of books online, so I do respect that she would know probably which one is best. No worries if not. So that's a very informal way of saying it doesn't matter. Really, it's not important. If you're too busy, that's fine. It's not a big deal. No worries if not. You probably get asked this question all the time. And she probably does. So I want to show her that I don't mind if she doesn't answer this question. I will survive. So the last thing I said was just a warm and friendly goodbye. It was see you next week. Thanks again. All the best, Fiona. Okay, I might go over the top. Probably I do. But again, as I've said, I just wanted to show appreciation and that's all. So here are some of the tips from that letter. So first of all, a friendly personal greeting is hi, Steph. Clear introduction. I've said this is Fiona from your running group. And then a polite thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. Then I showed empathy and understanding. It can't be much fun. Also showed appreciation. I also appreciate the fact that you always help me. I'm not sure if you know. That assumes nothing. It's kind of showing that she might have no idea who I am. But I was wondering if you could. So here is the polite request. I thought you might know of a book. Again, a clear explanation of why I'm asking her. No worries if not. So there's no pressure on her to respond. A friendly goodbye. See you next week and thanks again. And then some ways of saying goodbye. All the best, warm wishes, or even cheers. I think that's what people in my group would say, to be honest. Okay, so I'm sorry about that rant about being impolite. And it's very, very uncommon that I get impolite requests. And that's probably why it stood out so much. And that's why I want to make something positive from it. So thank you very much for listening. Please do let me know what you think. Any comments, welcome. All right, so speak to you soon. Bye for now. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.